Maori arrival in Aotearoa. Maori are the indigenous people of Aotearoa, New Zealand, settling here over 700 years ago. They came from Polynesia by waka. New Zealand has a shorter human history than any other country. Current understanding is that the first arrivals came from East Polynesia in the late 13th or early 14th century. It was not until 1642 that Europeans knew the country existed. The original Polynesian settlers discovered New Zealand during planned voyages of exploration, navigating by stars, ocean currents, the winds. Traditions tell of the legendary navigator Kupe, who discovered Aotearoa, New Zealand. The waka traditions of individual iwi relate arrivals and where waka journeyed. People did not identify themselves by one name until the arrival of Europeans, when, to identify themselves, the name Maori, meaning ordinary, was used. Hunting, gathering, and gardening. Maori were expert hunters and fishermen. They wove fishing nets and traps from harakeke and other plants. They shaped fish hooks from bone, shell, and wood. Maori also hunted native birds with a range of snares and bird spears. Maori created gardens and grew vegetables which they brought from Polynesia. These included the kumara, hue, taro, and yam. They also ate native plants, roots, and berries. Kite were used to carry food, which was often stored in a pātaka, or in the ground in kōpiha, rua kumara. The early inhabitants lived in small hunting groups. Although seals and moa are the most visible remains in archaeological middens, birds, fish, and shellfish were important in the Maori diet. Moa were extinct by about AD 1450. Kuri and kure were also brought on the waka, but domestic pigs and chickens were either not brought or did not survive the journey. What challenges do you think Maori faced when they first arrived in Aotearoa? Population. Maori quickly adapted to life in New Zealand. Their life expectancy was similar to that of Europeans at the time, about 35 to 40 years of age. Some estimates put the Maori population before European contact at around 100,000, but the exact number is not known. An oral culture. Maori passed on rich and detailed history and legends orally. Society was organized around groups that traced their descent from common ancestors. Reciting whakapapa was and still is an important way to communicate knowledge. Whakapapa links people, ancestors' relationships, and provides a connection to the land. It shapes a person's character and informs them about how they should live. Warfare. The concepts of mana and utu were strong in Maori culture. This led to regular disputes. Conflicts usually only lasted for short periods of time. To protect themselves from an attack, Maori would construct pā. Pā were located in easy-to-defend locations, such as on hills or headlands. They were built well with a series of ditches and banks, with a palisade on top that protected its people from intruders. Today, many pā sites can be seen in the North Island, but are rare in the South Island. Maori more commonly lived in undefended settlements or seasonal camps, moving around from place to place as different resources were mature or plentiful. Craft and trade. Early Maori were skilled at wood carving, including carvings in important buildings and waka. They shaped stone into tools such as adzes and ornaments. When Europeans arrived, Maori traded food and tools for a range of European goods, including iron and cloth. How does Ahuahu, Great Mercury Island, fit into the picture? Ahuahu, Great Mercury Island, is historically significant because it is one of the first areas of Māori landfall and subsequent settlement in Aotearoa. Captain Cook did not see Ahuahu in 1769 as the Endeavour sailed past, but he did visit nearby Mercury Bay. Cook's visit here over 12 days in November 1769 was seen as a friendly encounter. He received the very first porphyry accorded a European in Ngāti Hau's Whareitaewa Pā a few days before the Endeavour sailed. Are there sites of early Māori settlement near your place?